柜台之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献人，大家早上好。今天是2019年5月1日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了 Radha Charanprabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。Hare Krishna， 你听你。连线怎么样 ？Okay, please continue.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 16, The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan.
今天我们继续来讲《永恒的齐檀念经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十六章，主试图去往 Vrindavan。
We are broadcasting Chaitanya Charitamrita lecture from Shanghai.
今天我们是在上海向大家直播 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课。
And because it is the May holiday, we are hoping that many of you are listening.
那因为今天呢是五一的这个长假时间，希望大家呢都在聆听。
So.We continue the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling to Vrindavan.
我们今天呢继续来讲是 Chaitanya 继续来讲 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去往 Vrindavan 的经历。
However, as the title of this chapter says, it is only an attempt.
那这一章的这个主题是主试图去往 Vrindavan, 所以意味着他只是试图去往，只是一种努力而已。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.Had every intention to go to Vrindavan, but he didn't go further than Navadvip.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢非常想去 Vrindavan, 但是他最终并没有离开 Navadvip 这个区域。
And there are different reasons why he could not continue.
那为什么他不能继续他的行程呢？有很多的原因。
And we're going to discuss these now.
现在呢，我们就来讨论一下。
But for now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has decided to return to Jagannath Puri.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在决定要回到 Jagannath Puri.
And of course, that makes the Puri devotees very happy.
当然，这个消息呢，让 Puri 的奉献者们都非常的高兴。
And we can see the aspect of the independent nature of Lord Chaitanya.
我们也看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 我行我素的那一面。
Because when he desired to go to Vrindavan, no one could hold him back.
因为当他下了决心要去 Vrindavan 的时候，谁也阻止不了他。
And when he desires to go back to Puri and not go to Vrindavan, no one can hold him back.
那当他决定要回到 Puri 而不去 Vrindavan 的时候，
But,
也同样的没有人能够阻碍得了他。
We should never conclude that the independent nature of Lord Chaitanya or the Supreme Lord, it means that it's disregard for the devotees.
但是我们千万不要以为觉得 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 或者至尊主是那么独立的，我行我素的，就意味着他并不在乎奉献者的感觉。
The Supreme Lord is always in very close connection with his devotees because of their pure love for him.
那因为奉献者们对于至尊主有那么深切的爱，所以呢，至尊主呢和他们。和他的奉献者的关系总是如此的亲近。
And on many occasions, Lord Chaitanya told the devotees that he has no life without them.
在很多场合中，其他的马哈帕布都对奉献者说过，如果没有了你们，我将生命不在。
On the other hand, we can see the nature of the Supreme Lord is similar to the nature of a pure devotee.
另外呢，我们也可以看到至尊主的性格和普通的灵魂也是非常的相似的。
And that nature is called Atmarama.
那么这样的一个本性就叫 Atmarama。
Atmarama means one who is spiritually self-satisfied.
Atmarama 的这个意思呢，就是说这是一个在灵性上自我满足的人。
But that satisfaction is found only in connection to pure bhakti.
但是呢，这样的一种特征只有在和纯粹的 bhakti 奉爱之情连接在一起的时候。才会发生。
So what was supposed to be a long separation from Lord Chaitanya was not that long after all.
所以呢，对于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来说，看似非常漫长的分离，其实并不长久。
So when he returned to Puri, the news spread very fast that he was back.
那么当他决定去 Puri 的时候，这个消息很快就传遍了，大家都在纷纷的奔走相告。知道其他的马哈帕布要回来了。
And all his very close associates came to see him.
那么当他到了 Puri 之后呢，那些非常亲密的同僚们都纷纷赶来见他。
Now you remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Gadara Pandit not to travel with him but to go back to Puri.
那大家可能还记得，在这之前，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 曾经让 Gadara Pandit 不要跟随他去旅行，而让他回到 Puri 去。
And that made Gadara Pandit very unhappy.
那这一点呢，让 Gadara Pandit 非常的伤心。
But he did not want to disobey the instruction of the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，他也不想违抗至尊主的指令。
So when Lord Chaitanya came back to Puri, Gadara Pandit came to see him.
所以呢，当Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回到了 Puri 的时候 ，Gadara Pandit 就来见他。
Which means he was no longer upset.
那就意味着呢，他之前的这种不快呢，早就已经烟消云散了。
And all the devotees sat around Lord Chaitanya, and he began to speak to them.
那这个时候呢，很多的奉献者都围坐在他们的身边。这个时候。在场呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Gadara Pandit 说话了。
He said to all the devotees, "It was my decision to go to Vrindavan through Bengal in order to see my mother and the river Ganges."
那首先呢，他就对奉献者们说，他说是我决定的，我要先去到孟加拉，再去 Vrindavan， 因为到孟加拉呢，是为了去见我的母亲和恒河母亲。
And therefore, I went to Bengal, but thousands of devotees began to follow me.
所以呢，我就踏上了去往孟加拉的路，但是呢，一路上却有成千上万的人跟随着我。
Many hundreds of thousands of people came to see me out of curiosity, and due to such a large crowd, I could not travel very freely on the road.
然后他接着就说，这么多成千上万的人都跟着我，而且是出于一种好奇，那么人那么的拥挤，使我再也不能自由自在的在路上行走了。
Indeed, the crowd was so large that the house and the boundary walls of the houses where I stayed were destroyed.And wherever I looked, I could see only large crowd.
然后他就说，事实上呢，人群是那么的拥挤，以至于我所住的这个房子的周围的那个围墙和边界都被他们给破坏了。然后呢，我呢，当我四处环顾的时候，只看到了大量的人群，什么也看不到。
We read last week that in some places there were so many people who came to see Lord Chaitanya that they had to cut down the trees to make more space for them.
那我们前面就是讲到了，有这么多成千上万的人都纷纷赶来觐见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 那为了清出一条道路，他们都把这个树给砍了。
And here Lord Chaitanya is telling us that people they had to break down the wall of people's properties so they could access the house where Lord Chaitanya was staying.
然后呢，在这里呢，齐坦尼亚马哈帕布也说，这些人为了来见他呢，把周围的邻居家的那些围墙呢，都给推倒了。然后呢，就是为了到他住的地方来看他。
Then he talks about his visit to Rama Kelly, where he met for the first time the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan.
接下来呢，他就讲到了他去往 Rama Kelly 这个地方，在那里呢，他就第一次见到了 Rupa 和 Sanatan 两兄弟。
And Lord Chaitanya began to praise these two devotees.
这个时候，齐坦尼亚马哈帕布就开始赞美这两兄弟。
He said, "These two brothers are great devotees and suitable recipients of Krishna's mercy, but in ordinary dealings, they are government officials, ministers of the king."
他说呢，这两兄弟都是非常伟大的奉献者，而且是。Krishna 的仁慈的最合适的接受者，但是呢，从世俗的事物来说，他们只是侍奉于国王的政府里的高官而已，是大臣。
So this is very interesting because Lord Chaitanya is showing the two aspects of the devotee.
所以在这里，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实就是在呈现奉献者的两方面。
First, he says they are great devotees.
首先他说呢，他们俩都是非常伟大的奉献者。
And because they are great devotees, they are suitable recipients of Krishna's mercy.
那因为呢，他们是非常伟大的奉献者，所以他们便是接受 Krishna 仁慈的最合适的人选。
That is the spiritual side of their lives.
那么这就说明呢？这一点是奉献者们的，就这两位奉献者的灵性的一面。
And the other side, the material side, is that they are ministers of the king.
那作为物质世俗的这个角度来说，他们又是侍奉国王的大臣。
Which means that it's not incompatible to have a job and be Krishna conscious.
那换句话说，就是说一个奉献者完全可以两者兼而有之，就是一方面有一份世俗的工作，但是一方面又可以称为非常出色的奉献者。
Which means that I don't have to drop everything in material life in order to get Krishna's mercy.
那换句话说呢，为了要得到主 Krishna 的仁慈，我并非需要把世俗的工作都抛弃。
And Lord Chaitanya keeps praising the two brothers by saying,They are very much experienced in education, devotional service, intelligent and strength.
然后呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就继续的颂赞他们，说他们呢都受过非常好的教育，而且呢在这个奉献服务方面呢也是非常的精进，富有经验，而且呢他们足智多谋，而且非常的坚定有力量。
To be a minister of the king, you have to be very qualified.
那就是说呢，如果你要成为在国王身边的这个大臣的话呢，必须要非常的有资格才行。
It means you have a lot of power, a lot of influence.
那换句话说呢，就是说这些人他们的影响力是非常大的，而且呢，他们是在这个权势方面也是非常的强大的。
And yet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, they think themselves inferior to stroll on the streets.
那但是呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说呢，尽管如此，他们这个位居高位，而且是那么高的这个权力，但是他们却认为自己甚至都不如街边的茅草。
So here again, we see two aspects.
所以在这里，我们又看到了两面。
To be in a position of government official, you have to be very confident, very powerful. You have to give orders. So we see that people in politics, they are very proud of their position.
那一方面呢，我们就是看到政界里面的这些人物，如果他是一个政客的话呢，他一定是。非常，他是信心满满的，而且他随时向别人发号施令，所以说，我们就在这里看到了，在政治这一方面呢，一个人要具备这样的一个素质。
But here we see the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, not only they have a powerful position, but they only think of themselves as lower than the straw on the street.
但是我们在这里看到呢，卢帕和桑娜塔他们两人虽然在政府位居要职，但是呢，非常的有权力，地位很高，但是他们却认为自己甚至低于路边的草。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is highlighting really the key to spiritual success.
所以呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这里实际上就是，在这里强调了通往灵性道路的秘诀。
And he says the humility of these two brothers can melt stones.
然后他就说呢，这两兄弟的这个谦卑甚至可以融化石头。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, although you are both very much exalted, you consider yourself inferior. And because of this, Krishna will very soon deliver you.
所以呢，他说，虽然你们两个是如此的崇高，但是你们却认为自己是那么的低下，因为你们的这份谦卑， Krishna 一定会很快的就来拯救你们。
So Prabhupada in the purport,mentioned that this is the real qualification of a pure devotee.
那是爸爸就在要旨，他说这是纯粹的奉献者名副其实的一个资格。
That it doesn't matter what position we have in material life.
就是说我们无论在这个物质的生活当中处于什么样的地位。
If we have a humble attitude, then we have every chances to be successful in Krishna consciousness.
只要是我们依然就是保持着一种谦卑的心态，那么我们在灵性的就是 Krishna 知觉之中必胜无疑。
Prabhupada gives the example of Maharaj Prataparudra, who is the king of Orissa, and yet he picked up the broom to sweep the street in front of Lord Jagannath.
那在这里要旨当中说，帕帕就举了一个例子，他就说到了这个 Orissa 的国王Prataparudra。那他呢虽然是贵为这个一国之君，但是他却愿意拿起笤帚在这个弹车节上，在主扎根他的这个经过的必经之路上面去清扫这个地面。
And that attitude of the king really melted Lord Chaitanya, and he received Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
因为这个国王呢他有这样的一个非常好的态度心态，所以说就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看到了之后心都融化了，所以就非常仁慈的接见了他。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching here is that regardless of one's material position, very successful, very powerful, very wealthy, very pretty, very influential,we should never be proud of these material acquisitions.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里就是指出，就是无论一个人在世俗上有多么的成功，权力有多么的高，有多么的具有影响力，有多么的美貌啊，多么的才华横溢，但是所有的这些物质的资格呢，都不能算什么。我们不要用这些物质的资格来判断一个人。
And if one in one lifetime has good education, good family, beauty, strength, wealth, it's only because of past karma. And this karma by nature is temporary and can be taken away anytime. So there's nothing to be proud about.
他就是说呢，如果一个人他在物质的这个生活当中，他接受了非常高等的这个教育，然后呢，也是声名远播，而且非常的美貌，富有才华，也非常有钱，有财富，有影响力，有力量，那所有的这些物质的这个品质，其实都只是来自于一个人前世所做过的活动，或者说就是他的业报使然，所以呢是非常的短暂的，随时都可能被带走。
As a matter of fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, in the prayers of Queen Kunti, she prays exactly the similar way.
实际上呢，在圣典博迦瓦坛的第一篇的第八章里面，这个 Kunti 王后呢，她也以这种相似的方式做了一个祈祷。
She says, Janmaishvarya Shutra Srivir Edamada Bada Puman. She says, good education, good family, beauty, these things are not favorable for spiritual advancement. One can only reach Krishna when one is materially impoverished.
因为呢，在这个世界里面，就是讲到呢，其实一个人他如果拥有物质上的良好的教育，有非常显赫的家世，或者说非常的外表非常的美丽，但是这些呢，其实会成为一个人获得这个Krishna 知觉的一个巨大的障碍。只有一个人在物质上面都一贫如洗，就是都完全的完全的就是陷入到匮乏之中的时候，完全的枯竭的时候呢，他才会去接近至尊主。
Now make no mistake,
但是我们这里千万不要误解了，
it doesn't mean that we should reject what karma has given us.
但是这并不是说，就是如果一个人的业报或者一个人的 karma 赋予了一些某一个人一些财富，一些拥有的话，那我们要去就是拒绝它。
It's not because we have good education that we should become stupid.
那并不是说呢，虽然我们有机会得到很好的教育，但是呢，我们还是让自己非常的愚昧无知。
It's not because we are beautiful that we should get a facelift and change our face so we can look ugly.
那并不是
说 and become very fat.
并不是说你本来其实是非常的漂亮的。但是呢，你却拉着皮让自己变得非常的丑陋，或者让自己增肥大腹便便，
or neglect the body,
或者完全的不在乎自己的身体。
It's not because we are wealthy that we should become beggars.
并不是说本来是可以非常的有钱的，非常富有的，但是呢，却愿意让自己沦为乞丐。
No, we have, if we have good karma, we should use it in Krishna's service.
那并不是这样的，就是说，如果你自然而然的拥有了 karma 所给你的一切的话，我们就应当拿这些东西来为 Krishna 服务。
But without being attached.
但是内心中不要有依附执着。
Because it will all be taken away sooner or later.
因为这些东西迟早都会离你而去的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed these two brothers who had such a powerful position in the government of the king, and yet they were so humble. Why? Because they were practicing Krishna consciousness.
那就是那么所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就是注意到了这两兄弟虽然是在这个国王的这个衙门这个政府里面，而且在一个这么有影响力的一个很高的政府的地位上面，但是呢，他们却并不依附，他们是因为有非常严格的这个修习，所以说呢，非常的有灵性的力量。
And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to give the proof of their humility.
那现在呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这对他们的这个谦卑做一个证明。
He tells the devotees.After speaking to the two brothers, I told them goodbye. And as I was leaving, Sanatan told me, it is not appropriate for one to be followed by a crowd of thousands when going to Vrindavan.
那这个时候 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这对奉献者说呢，然后我见了他们之后，然后就跟他们告别，但是在我在这个启程即将离开的时候 ，Sanatan Goswami 呢就对我说：“一个人身后有这么成千上万的人跟随着，以这种方式去Vrindavan是不合适的。”
You could say, how arrogant is it of you to instruct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about what to do?
那你可能会说，你怎么这么的傲慢呢？居然如此来教训 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This is the very first time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Rupa and Sanatan, and Sanatan, for the first time, he gives instructions to Lord Chaitanya.
那这个是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 第一次来见 Rupa 和 Sanatan, 但是在他离开的时候 ,Sanatan Goswami 居然指导起他来了。
Sanatan Goswami did not say, My dear Lord, in my humble opinion, I think that maybe... No, he said, it's not appropriate.
那 Sananta Goswami 呢并没有就是非常谦卑非常客气的对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说、就是、这是我的愚见、那个你这样子后面跟着这么多人去文达文可能是不合适的他并没有那么转弯抹角的这么委婉的去跟 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 提这个建议而是直截了当的对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说你这样做是大为不妥的、
In other words, sannyasis should travel on their own very, very simple facilities.
那换句话说就是一个Sanyasi 就应当是只身一人、带着非常简单的随行物品然后是这样上路去旅行
so,
这样才合适
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard what Sanatana Goswami said but he didn't pay much attention and the next morning he started traveling again、
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就听了 Sanatana、Goswami 对他说的话但是并不是太放在心上那么第二天呢他又继续就是就上路了。
But then in the evening, Lord Chaitanya started to think about what Sanatana told him.
但是到了晚上的时候呢他就开始思考起 Sanatana Goswami 对他说的这句话了。
And he reflected and he said, I decided that Sanatana had spoken very well. I was certainly being followed by a large crowd and when people would see me,would see so many men, they would surely rebuke me by saying, here is another imposter.
那然后呢他呢就是到了晚上的时候他又把 Sanatana Goswami 的这个话思过来想过去然后经过反思之后呢他就觉得 Sanatana Goswami 的话的确是 千真万确的然后他就说呢的确是有这么一大群人跟随着我那当要是大家看到了一个 Sanyasi 后面居然跟了这么一大群人的话那一定会指责我的他们会说你看这又是一个伪装者又是一个骗子
So with all his humility at heart Sanatana Goswami wanted to protect Lord Chaitanya's name
所以说呢其实 Sanatana Goswami 呢他的这个心中是充满着这个谦卑之情的与此同时他也毫不犹豫地去捍卫或者说保护 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的美名
Why? Because people are not qualified to make the distinction between a pretender and a real sadhu
因为人们还没有这样的一个辨别力他们分不清一个就是真正的一个沙度一个圣人和一个虚伪的一个伪装者之间的区别
So Lord Chaitanya was thinking to himself that actually Vrindavan is for people to live in a solitary place
然后呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说其实 Vrindavan 是一个让人离群所居的地方
It's not easy to be in Vrindavan In other words you can buy a ticketand drive to Vrindavan, but it doesn't mean that you are in the Vrindavan consciousness.
那换句话说其实真正的身在 Vrindavan 是不容易做到的。你也许可以买一张票然后或者开着车去 Vrindavan, 但是你的心要真正的在 Vrindavan 就非常的难了。
So,
这并不意味着你就在 Vrindavan 了。
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that if he's going to go to Vrindavan, he has to be on his own.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就下定了决心如果说我真的要去 Vrindavan 的话呢我一定是孤身一人前往。
And he says Madhavendrapuri, when he was in Vrindavan, he was on his own.
然后他就举了例子说 Madhavendrapuri 当年在 Vrindavan 的时候也是一个人。
And because he was on his own, Krishna gave him his darshan.
那因为他是一个人在所以呢Krishna 呢就见了他他就见到了 Krishna Krishna 给了这个 Darshan
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought to himself further that I was trying to go to Vrindavan but that was not the right mood it was not good for me to go in this way No one should go to Vrindavan followed by a crowd
那其他年马哈帕布就说呢，我的确是曾经想去 Vrindavan， 但是有这么一大群人蜂拥而至跟随着我去 Vrindavan， 那的确是非常的不合适的。
So now I understand what Sanatan said to me. I will go to Vrindavan, but I will go on my own, maybe with one person. That's it.
那我现在呢，我已经想过了 Sanatan对我说的这个话，他说的的确没有错，我现在呢还是决定要去 Vrindavan 的，但是这次我就是要只身前往，最多身边只带一个随从。
And this is the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, because his attempt to go to Vrindavan was not successful because of the way he traveled. It's not that he did not know, it's that he just wanted to reciprocate with the people who wanted to see him.
那就是说 Sanatan Goswami 他就这样就先回到了这个 Puri。 那他之前是的确是想要去 Vrindavan 的，但是却有这么多人，成千上万的人跟着他一起走，并不是说他不知道有人跟随着他，然后这么去 Vrindavan 不合适，而是其实他是想回报这些人群对他的这种情感。
And even when he returned to Puri, he returned on his own. He didn't want any crowd with him.
那即便是他回 Puri 的话，他就一路上呢也只想只身前往，他不想有人跟着他。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking the devotees in Jagannath Puri, please give me your blessing and let me go to Vrindavan without any trouble.
那现在呢，他就祈求着 Puri 的奉献者们的祝福，他就说，请你们祝福我，现在让我毫无障碍的去往 Vrindavan 吧。
And he says, I left Gadadhar Pandit here and he became very unhappy. For this reason, I could not go to Vrindavan.
他说呢，我把 Gadadhar Pandit 就留在这里，把他 抛在这里，这一点让他非常的不快乐。那既然如此，我也不合适去 Vrindavan。
So when Gadadhar Pandit heard this, he became so happy, he was in ecstatic love, and he grabbed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and he began to speak in all humility.
那当 Gadadhar Pandit 听说了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这番话的时候，他完全的沉浸在了狂喜之爱之中，然后他立刻就是紧紧的抓住了主的莲花足，非常谦卑的说话了。
Gadadhar Pandit said, wherever you stay is Vrindavan, as well as the river Yamuna, the river Ganges, and all the places of pilgrimage.
然后呢他就说了一句话，他说哪里有你哪里就有 Vrindavan, 哪里有你哪里就有 Yamuna 和恒河以及所有的朝圣之地。
So this is getting to the end of this chapter, and you can see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is bringing out all the conclusions of what it means actually to go to Vrindavan.
那么所以呢，现在我们看到了已经接近了本章的尾声，在这里 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 他就揭示了去 Vrindavan 的真意。
He continues, Gadadhar Pandit says, although wherever you stay is Vrindavan, you will still go to Vrindavan just to instruct people. Otherwise, you will do whatever you think best.
然后呢 Gadadhar Pandit 又继续说，虽然呢哪里有你哪里就有 Vrindavan, 但是你还是会去 Vrindavan, 你去 Vrindavan 只有一个目的，就是为了去给予那里的人教导，就是为了 给予世人教导，否则的话你完全可以随心所欲，我行我素。
So now Srila Prabhupada is giving us quite a substantial purport.
那在这里呢 Srila Prabhupada 用了很长的这个篇幅，给了一个非常详尽的要旨。
And he says, it's true, it was not necessary for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan, because wherever Lord Chaitanya is, it becomes Vrindavan.
他就说呢，其实的确如此， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu并非必须要去 Vrindavan, 因为无论他在哪里，只要有他在的地方，哪里就是 Vrindavan.
And in that place, all the Ganges are there, also the Yamunas are there, and all the holy places are there.
那只要他在的这个地方，就有亚摩拿河、恒河，还有所有的圣地。
And Lord Chaitanya expressed this when he was dancing in front of the Ratha Yatra cart, that now I am in Vrindavan. Moraman Vrindavana. Now my mind is in Vrindavan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这个弹车节上，在这个 Jujagina 的弹车面前翩翩起舞的时候，他也是这样的呼唤的。他说现在呢，我的心就在 Vrindavan 了，现在我就在Vrindavan 了，他说 Moramana Vrindavan.
And because the mind is in Vrindavan, naturally all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are manifested automatically.
那因为他的心在 Vrindavan, 所以呢，所有的 Radha Krishna 的这些甜美的这个逍遥时光呢，便都镜像的展示了，因为那个地方不是别处，就是 Vrindavan 了。
So why did Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Vrindavan?
那为什么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又非得去 Vrindavan 呢？
To instruct people.
那是为了去教导世人。
Now let's not forget, when Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan, there was nothing there. It was just jungle and forest.
那我们知道呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他去 Vrindavan 的时候，那个时候。Vrindavan 只不过是一片丛林。
And the fact that he went to Vrindavan, from that moment, Vrindavan began to be awakened again.
那当他去完 Vrindavan 的时候， Vrindavan 就仿佛再次苏醒了。
And by placing the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, he empowered them to revive Vrindavan.
那他们就是让六哥斯瓦米把六哥斯瓦米派驻在文达文，让他们留在文达文。那又因为有六哥斯瓦米的这个灵在的话，这个文达文呢就复兴了。
And the purpose for doing so is to show people in the world, including the devotees, that the Vrindavan, which is known as Boma Vrindavan, the earthly Vrindavan,、
嗯、
is none different than Goloka Vrindavan.、
嗯、那么它其实是。想以此就是向世人，那当然也包括奉献者去揭示一个道理，就是说呢，这个 Boma Vrindavan 在地球上的这个 Vrindavan 和灵性世界的 Goloka Vrindavan 是没有任何分别的。
Vrindavan is a very geographical location with a very specific measurement.
那这个从这个地理的这个角度来说， Vrindavan就是这样的 一片土地，方圆有一定的就是公里数。
Now, Prabhupada says that people, they complain. They say Vrindavan is not very clean.
那 Prabhupada 就是说呢，很多人抱怨说 Vrindavan 很脏。
There are so many monkeys, so many dogs.
那么多的猴子，那么多的狗。
And people, they throw stuff here and there. They're not careful.
就是大家呢乱扔垃圾，而且都满不在乎。
So why do we want to be in Vrindavan in the middle of all this mess?
那这个 Vrindavan 这么的一片狼藉，为什么我们还要在 Vrindavan 待着呢？
Prabhupada explained that actually this is a material vision.
那 Prabhupada 就说呢，其实这些人的眼睛都是。物质的，世俗的。
And all the people who go to Vrindavan trying to see, they actually don't see anything.
那这么多人呢，到 Vrindavan 试图看见点什么，但是实际上他们什么都没有看到。
Like now you have this promotion for all these luxury apartments in Vrindavan.
那现在呢，我们就看到在 Vrindavan 有很多的这个地产的这个广告啊，都是一些非常豪宅呀、啊。
With all the comfort and all the facilities.
那他们就都做广告说，有这个房子多么的豪华，然后设备是多么的齐全、便利等等。
But actually, all these facilities are made for people to forget Vrindavan, not to remember Vrindavan.
但是所有的这些东西，其实恰恰是让大家都遗忘了 Vrindavan, 而不是为了帮助大家去。
Prabhupada says Vrindavan is none different than Krishna. Aradyo Bhagavan Brajesa Tayastha Dham Vrindavanam. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Lord Krishna and is about Vrindavan are exactly the same.
然后呢，释迦帕帕就在要旨里，他说呢，Chaitanya Maha, 根据 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个哲学，主是 Krishna 和他的居所 Vrindavan 其实是没有任何分别的。
And therefore, you see many people go to Vrindavan as tourists, not as sadhus.
所以你可以看到今天有很多人，他们是以游客的身份去 Vrindavan 旅游的，而不是真正的沙度圣人。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by dancing at the Ratha Yatra festival, he was showing how to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan in the mood of Radharani.
那么就是 Krishna 在Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这个 Ratha Yatra 就是弹车节上翩翩起舞，就是展示给世人怎么样，以这个 Radharani 的这种心态把 Krishna 带回到 Vrindavan。
Therefore, it is only until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu settled in Jagannath Puri that people began to understand that Lord Jagannath is Krishna himself, and the pastimes of Jagannath in Puri is the pastimes of Krishna returning to Vrindavan.
所以说呢，其实是只有在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Puri 安顿下来之后。居住在那里之后，当地的人们，才会问到，才会知道呢。其实呢，主 Jagannath 就是主 Krishna 本人，而这个就是，主这个弹车节的意义就是在于把这个 Krishna 就带回到了Vrindavan。
And Prabhupada quotes a very famous verse: Yasyatma Buddhir Kunape Tu Tadike Svadhi Kalata Vishu Bhama Idjedi.Yatirta Buddhe Sharire Nakarishits Jagyesha Bigyeshu Saeva Gokara. If somebody identifies himself with the material elements.
那这一段梵文的意思就是说，如果一个人把自己的躯体认同于物质的元素。
If one is identified with one's birth from a specific family.
如果一个人认同于自己的家世出身。
And if one goes to a place of pilgrimage just to take bath but not to hear transcendental knowledge,
如果一个人去到圣地只是为了在那里去沐浴而不是去聆听超然的知识，
then one is just like an ass or a cow.
那一个人呢，他只不过就是一头驴子或者说是一头奶牛而已。
Prabhupada says the cows in the holy dham,They sit and they chew all day.
释迦帕帕帕他说，在圣地的这个奶牛，就是坐在那里一动不动，一天从早到晚就是在嚼着嘴里的草。
That's the nature of the cows.
奶牛就是这样的。
But human beings, when they go to the holy dham, they're not meant to be sitting by the bank of the Yamuna and chew all day.
但是呢，人去了这个亚摩纳河，并不。去了圣地并不是为了在这个河边就坐下来一动不动只是嚼着嘴里的东西。
When people go to the holy dham, the most important is to hear from the sadhu who live there.
当人去往圣地的时候，真正的目的应当去聆听居住在圣地的沙度圣人们的
And Prabhupada gives his own example when his Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati organized Parikram in Vrindavan, he would give lecture and some devotees had the choice to go on Parikram to visit temples or to stay and listen to the lecture.
那释迦帕帕就举了一个例子，就是当时在释迦帕帕释迦帕帕释迦帕帕释迦帕帕释迦帕帕释迦帕帕释迦帕帕释迦帕帕释迦帕帕释迦帕帕他每天都讲课，那奉献者们就有两个选择，一个是坐在他的身边去聆听他的讲课，还有一个选择呢，就是去 Vrindavan 的各个地方，去到那些圣地去朝圣去。
And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was very happy to see that Prabhupada would not go on Parikram, he would stay to listen to his Guru Maharaj lecture.
那当时呢，释迦帕帕帕选择的就是在他的 Guru Maharaj 的身边去聆听他的讲课，而没有去和其他的一些奉献者去 Parikram 去绕拜圣地。那么，释迦 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 看到 Prabhupada 这样做呢， 内心非常的欢喜。
And when the devotees would come back from Parikram, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati would ask them, "So, did you give pleasure to your eyes?"
然后呢，这个当奉献者们回来之后呢 ，Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati 呢就会对他们说，那怎么样啊？你们是不是一饱眼福了？
In other words, we don't see with eyes, we see with ears.
那换句话说，它其实就是暗示我们并不是用眼睛去看的，而是用耳朵去看的。
So later on, when Prabhupada went back to Vrindavan to purchase land to establish Krishna consciousness,
他后来呢，去了 Prabhupada 回到 Vrindavan 买了地，然后。就是去发动了这个 Krishna 知觉运动的时候
，He established the big temple of Krishna Balaram.
然后呢，他就建立了，之后他建立了这个非常宏伟的，Krishna Balaram 庙宇。
And this is a very important things to understand and to remember.
那这一点呢是非常的重要的，我们必须要铭记在心。
When Prabhupada found the land was in a location named Raman Reti.
那当时呢 ，Prabhupada 他要建这个庙，要去这个买地的时候，这片地方叫做 Raman Reti.
Which, for those of you who've been to Vrindavan, it's quite a distance from downtown.
那这个我们去过 Vrindavan 的奉献者都知道 ，Raman Reti 也就是这个 Krishna Balaram 庙所在的这个地方，离这个镇的中心。还有一些距离的。
But Raman Reti is a very specific location because this is where Krishna and Balaram used to take care of the cows.
那 Raman Reti 呢是一个非常具有特别意义的一个地方，因为以前，在这个地方是 Krishna 和 Balaram 一起照干那些奶牛和小牛犊的地方。
And therefore, Prabhupada established his temple there, and He installed Krishna Balaram.
这就是呢，为什么就是，当释迦牟尼把这个庙宇建立起来之后，他就设立了 Krishna Balaram 神像。
And he also installed Shishi Gonitai.
而且呢，还设立了Shishi Gonitai 的神像。
And he also installed Radha Shamasunda Lalita Vishaka.
还有呢，Radha Shamasunda Lalita Vishaka.
But who is on the main altar?
但是这个。最主要的这个神坛上面站的是谁呢 ？Krishna Balaram.
Krishna Balaram. What is the name of the temple?
那这个庙宇的名字叫什么 ？Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Krishna Balaram Mandir. The focus is on Krishna Balaram, not on Radha Shamasundar.
那就是这个庙的这个名字，大家就能听出来叫 Krishna Balaram Mandir. 那也就是说呢，这个关注的中心是 Krishna Balaram， 而不是 Radha Shamasundar， 不是。
Because Prabhupada wanted people to understand that Sri Sri Gonitai and Krishna Balaram are one and the same.
因为呢，是的 ，Prabhupada 是想向世人揭示这个道理，就是 Gonitai 和 Krishna Balaram 其实是一样的，没有差别。
And there are no other Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan anyway.
在 Vrindavan。其他的这个庙里都没有 Krishna Balaram.
So it's interesting because Prabhupada is writing this purport and the construction only started at that time.
那有意思的就是在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的释迦牟尼写到这儿就在写这个要旨的时候其实那个 Krishna Balaram 庙宇正刚刚开始那个动工。
As Prabhupada is translating the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the temple has just begun to be built.
那这个Srila Prabhupada 在口述这个要旨的这个同时，这个 Krishna Balaram 的这个庙刚刚开始破土动工。
Because the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita was completed at the time of the opening of the temple in 1975.
因为呢，这个。是在这个1975年的时候，这个就是Chaitanya Charitamrita completed in 1975.
Yes.
因为呢 ，Chaitanya Charitamrita 的这个十七卷的这个巨著是在1975年的时候完成的，而且就是在这个 Krishna Balaram 的这个庙宇正式的落成开幕之前的。
So. Prabhupada wanted to show the world, because it's the Sankirtan movement that we have to understand Vrindavan through Sri Sri Gaunitai, through the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Otherwise, it will never be possible to understand Vrindavan.
Shrapapa 他发起的是 Sankirtan 运动，所以呢，他指出我们一定要通过 Gaunitai 的这个眼光，Sri Sri Gaunitai 的这个角度去看待我们的 Sankirtan 运动。否则的话呢 We have to see the Sankirtan through the eyes of Gaunitai.
And Lord Chaitanya and the Goswamis.
就是说要从这个Sri Sri Gaunitai的这个角度眼光，然后要从这个Gaunitai 还有六 Goswami Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个角度这个眼睛来看这个 Sankirtan 运动。
Prabhupada says,It's very difficult to enter Radha Krishna's pastime.
那是爸爸他说，其实要直接的进入 Radha Krishna 的这个逍遥时光是非常的困难的。
And so many people are attracted to Radha Krishna's pastime.
但是呢，这个这么多的人都被 Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光所深深的吸引。
But we have to understand there is a system. That system has been established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we cannot.Go around it. We have to go into that system.
那舍爸爸就指出说，其实呢，这个体系是由 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 建立起来的，我们不能绕过这个体系，而一定要进入这个体系之中。
And that system is we take shelter of Guru.
那这个体系，这个系统是什么呢？就是我们首先要去皈依我们的 Guru 灵性大师。
The Guru is giving us the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Guru 呢，他给予了我们来自主尼迦南达的人。
Lord Nityananda give us access to Lord Chaitanya.
主尼迦南达呢，就能够帮助我们去接近 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Lord Chaitanya is giving us guidance towards the Goswamis of Vrindavan, and they give us entrance into Vrindavan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，给予了我们六 Goswami 所给予我们的所有的这个训示，那这个是通过六 Goswami 我们才能够踏入 Vrindavan 的大门。
So Prabhupada says, when people go to Vrindavan, either to visit or to stay there,And they engage in materialistic activities. They are not in Vrindavan.
所以Srila Prabhupada他说，如果人们是去到文达文，住在文达文，但是却在那儿从事世俗的活动的话，那他们根本就不是在文达文。
Vrindavan is not just a geographical location; it's a consciousness.
那文达文并不是一个地理上的一个概念。文达文呢，它是一种灵性的知觉。
Then Prabhupada explains, Sarv Damodar, he never went to Vrindavan.
然后呢，这他还举了例子，他说像比如说 Swarupa Damodar, 他就从来没去过 Vrindavan.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he never went to Vrindavan.
然后这个 Pundarik Vidyanidhi 也没有去过。
Sarv Damodar, his eternal position is Lalita Devi.
那 Swarupa Damodar, 他的这个永恒的身份是 Lalita Devi。
Pundarik Vidyanidhi is the father of Radharani.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the 真实身份是 Radharani 的父亲。
Haridas Thakur never went to Vrindavan.
Haridas Thakur 也从来没有去过 Vrindavan.
Srivas Pandit never went to Vrindavan.
Srivas Pandit 也没有去过。
Ramananda Roy never went to Vrindavan.
Ramananda Roy 也没有去过 Vrindavan.
Gadadhar Pandit never went to Vrindavan.
Gadadhar Pandit 也没去过。
And these are all.Eternal associates of Radha and Krishna.
但是刚才说的所有的这些圣人，他们都是 Radha Krishna 永恒的同游。
Prabhupada says there is no document that has never been written that shows that they have been. They have never been.
是啊 ，Prabhupada 他说呢，在历史上没有一个文献当中表明这些人去过文达文，就是无踪可寻，所以他们都没有去过文达文。
So then you may ask the question: if they are such intimate associates of Radha and Krishna, why they never went to Vrindavan?
那你可能就会有一个问题了。那他们都是Radha Krishna 的这么亲密的同游，那他们怎么可能就都没去过 Vrindavan 呢？
And the answer is very simple, because they were always in the Vrindavan consciousness.
那这个答案其实非常的简单，因为在他们的心中，他们时时刻刻都处于 Vrindavan 之觉里。
The real Vrindavan is appreciated by pure devotees.
真正的 Vrindavan 只有纯粹的奉献者才能欣赏得到。
Now, Prabhupada says, there are great Vaishnavas who did go to Vrindavan.
那Srila Prabhupada接下来就是说呢，的确有一些非常伟大的 Vaishnava 奉献者去到了 Vrindavan.
Narottam Das Thakur.
比如说 Narottam Das Thakur.
Srinivas Acharya.
像 Srinivas Acharya.
Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
还有 Jagannath Das Babaji.
Bhagavan Das Babaji Maharaj.
还有Bhagavan Das Babaji.
Gorkisho Das Babaji Maharaj.
还有 Gorkisho Das Babaji.
And even Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
甚至还包括了是Bhaktivinoda Thakur。
But what did they do when they were there? Nam Bhajan. Constantly engaged in chanting the holy name.
那他们这些圣人去往Vrindavan都做些什么呢？他们一直在做的就是时时刻刻的去念诵主的圣名，也就是Nam Bhajan.
I mean, Prabhupada is just amazing. He's explaining now that it doesn't matter where devotees are located, if they are Krishna conscious,where they are, even in hell, that is Vrindavan.
那这帕帕他真的是非常的不可思议。他明确地指出，其实，这个奉献者无论他们身在何处，只要他们的心、他们的知觉是在 Vrindavan 的，那就是那个地方就是 Vrindavan。
And this is why Prabhupada went all over the world in every major city of this planet. He installed deities of Radha Krishna.Deities of Krishna Balaram, deities of Gornitai.
这就是为什么呢？这是Srila Prabhupada他走遍了全世界，在这个世界的每一个角落都设立了这个庙宇，而在庙宇里面设立了 Krishna Balaram 的神像，也还有包括 Radha Krishna 的神像，还有 Gornitai 的神像。
And when you are in those places, you are in Vrindavan.
当你在这些地方的时候，就是你身在。此处的时候，其实那个地方就是 Vrindavan。
So whether we are in Shanghai, in Beijing, in Guangzhou, in Dongbei, in Kunming, in Lanzhou, in Wuhan, in Chengdu, in Xi'an, if our home is a place for serving Krishna and Guru, that place is Vrindavan。
所以说你不管你身在何方，是在上海，在东北，在北京，在昆明，在武汉，在成都，在广州，无论你在什么地方，其实只要你的家是来这个是崇拜和服务 Radha Krishna Krishna Balaram 的这样的一个地方，其实呢你所在的这个地方就是 Vrindavan 了。
SoPrabhupada established the Krishna Balaram Mandir so that the devotees can come and be completely absorbed in the mood of Vrindavan.
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada 他之所以要建立一个 Krishna Balaram Mandir， 这个 Vrindavan 的 Krishna Balaram 庙，就是为了大家呢，他们奉献者们来到了这个庙里的时候，就是能够完全的沉浸在这个 Vrindavan 的心态之中。
So.Gadara Pandit tells Lord Chaitanya, now the rainy season is coming, 4 months, you can't travel, but after the rainy season is over, it will be Kartik, then is the best time to go to Vrindavan.
那这个时候呢 ,Gadara Pandit 就对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，现在这个雨季就要来了，一连四个月，那这段时间呢你哪儿都去不了，那在这之后呢，雨季的四个月之后又紧接着是卡蒂克月，卡蒂克月过完了之后，那个时候去蒙达文就是最合适的时机了。
So all the devotees, they looked at each other and they said, Gadara Pandit, you spoke very well.
那奉献者们呢都向 Gadara Pandit 竖起了大拇指，说你说的非常好。
SoOn that day, Lord Chaitanya took prasadam at the home of Gadara Pandit.
那就那一天呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在 Gadara Pandit 的家里荣耀了 prasadam.
And they had the most wonderful time together.
他们在一起度过了非常愉快的时光。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now performing his pastime in Puri and meditating on his.Journey to Vrindavan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，现在就身在普里，但是心中却冥想着，去往 Vrindavan 的旅程。
Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yare Has Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das, praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.
我 Krishna Das 在 Sri Rupa 和 Sri Raghunath Goswami 的莲花足下祈祷，我的心时时刻刻的渴望着他们的仁慈，让我追随着他们的步伐去描述 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 吧。
We have completed chapter 16.
这个第十六章呢就讲到这里结束了。
And chapter 17 will be the Lord travels to Vrindavan.
在这个第十七章，第十七章接下来就要开始了。这十七章的主题就是说主去往 Vrindavan。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
没有问题啊。
大家有没有问题呢 ？Sumuki Radha。如果有问题的话，请您发上来。
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna， 稍等一下，我们等一下好吗？大家有问题的话，请提一下好吗？请尽快提上来。
感觉呢？there's one question coming. Thank you. 这个红尘博上，感恩老师的讲课。让我明白了很多的事。那么有没有文达文是独立的这一个说法？如果是的话，为什么是独立的呢？我们怎样去理解呢？Thank you for your class, which gives me a lot of understanding. Is there a saying that Vrindavan is independent? If Vrindavan is independent, why it is independent? How to understand? Vrindavan is independent.
Independent from what?
Vrindavan 是独立的。那独立于什么呢？这里是不是您可以再说的明确一点？Vrindavan is just purely, like purely transcendental. It's not.
Yeah, Vrindavan does not belong to this material world.
的确的 ，Vrindavan 它是超然的，它是不属于这个物质世界的。
It's mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that at the time of devastation, even the partial devastation of the creation, and even the complete devastation of the creation, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri.And Dwarka are never annihilated. They remain as they are.
那在这个圣典博迦瓦坛里面，就是说到当毁灭来临的时候，不管是这个完全的这个宇宙创造，还是部分的宇宙创造都毁灭的时候，有四个地方依然存在，依然永恒的存在，不会被毁灭。这几个地方就是 Vrindavan, Mayapur.Jagannath Puri, 还有 Dwarka. The next question from 蓝妹子。蓝妹子询问逍遥时光是什么？ What is pastime? That's the question I went, because in Chinese we always use the word pastime, 逍遥时光。What does that mean?
Pastime is a play.
这个逍遥时光呢是中文的一个翻译，那这个英文里叫 pastime， 它的意思呢就是嬉戏玩耍的时光。
Now there are pastimes in the material world and pastimes in the spiritual world.
所以说呢，这个逍遥时光呢，它有这个两种，一个是物质的世界的，还有一个是灵性世界的。
Pastime in the material world can be very pleasurable, but they are self-centered.
那这个物质世界的所谓的逍遥时光，这种嬉戏的游耍的这个时光呢，可能感觉上非常的让人开心，但是它是就是自我中心的。
And pastime in the spiritual world are centered on the supreme personality of Godhead.
但是在灵性世界的这个逍遥时光是完全以至尊主、至尊人格守神为核心的，一切是围绕着它展开的。
That's all.
就这样。它是独立管理，可以不需要和别的地方在一起沟通，因为它的知识和修行方法不一样。So this is a continuation of the first question, because you asked independent of from what? He said it is a place where the management is independent. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to communicate with other places and Vrindavan has its specific way for spiritual practice and its knowledge. That's what she explained. It's particular. Okay, it's different from anywhere else.
The particularity of Vrindavan is that it is the abode of the most intimate pastimes of Krishna and his devotees.Without any reverence. It is based on the five different rasas, which are expressed to the maximum with no awe and reverence, in complete intimacy.
那就是 Vrindavan 所、就是我们所讲的，就是 Vrindavan 是非常的独特呢，是从这样的意义上来讲的，就是Vrindavan 呢，它是基于一种就是五种关系，这五种关系灵性的关系呢和这个就是敬畏是没有任何的关系的，就是在那里的奉献者 Vrindavan 的居民和 Krishna 至尊主之间，它不是一种敬畏的那种关系，所以呢它是非常非常亲密无间的，不分彼此的。
Vrindavan is the only placeWhere Krishna is not God.
就是说，就是唯一的，只是在 Vrindavan 这个地方 ，Krishna 不是上帝，不是神。
对。
因为对上帝或者说对神是一种敬畏的心，但 Vrindavan 不是这样的。Radha Priya Devidasi， 非常感谢 Prabhu 的讲课。您刚才讲到许多伟大的奉献者并没有去往 Vrindavan， 那么我们去圣地最好的地方是在 Mayapur 更合适是吧？以我们目前的休息程度，是否也适合去 Vrindavan， 并能有这个视野看到 Vrindavan 呢？ Thank you very much for your class. You just mentioned many great devotees have never been to Vrindavan. So for us devotees, does that mean that it'smore proper to go to Mayapur in terms of holy dams, considering our spiritual practice, the extent of our spiritual practice now, is it suitable to go to Vrindavan? And if we go to Vrindavan, can we have the vision to see the real Vrindavan?
Vision comes by the mercy of Guru.
那一个人怎么才能有一种视域呢？这个视域是来自于孤独的仁慈。
And gradually, we have to understand that we can make certain efforts, which is cultivating our sadhana bhakti.
那我们要知道呢，就我们自己这一方面来说，我们是可以有一些努力的。这个努力呢，就比如说，去培养你的这个 sadhana， 就是你规范休息的这种分爱。
Though we can't on our own make our way back.To Goloka Vrindavan just through sadhana. At some point, Krishna takes over and he reveals what we need to see.
但是我们就是要知道呢，仅仅凭着我们自身的个体的这个努力，这个 sadhana 规范休息是没有办法直接的去到 Goloka Vrindavan 的。你通过 sadhana bhakti 休息到一定的时候呢， Krishna 其实就是 接管了你，他会决定给你怎样的一双眼睛，以怎样的一个视域去看。
So we have to understand, Prabhupada established the Krishna Balaram Temple for very good reasons.
所以说呢，我们就知道Srila Prabhupada 他建立了 Krishna Balaram 的庙呢，是有非常重要的理由的。
Because he wanted devotees to come to Vrindavan and be absorbed in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
他是因为他希望奉献者们来到这个 Vrindavan， 而且能够完全的这个沉浸到这个Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光里。
And when we say Vrindavan, we talk about the whole of Braj.
当我们说到这个 Vrindavan 的时候，实际上我们讲的是整个的 Braj 这个地域。
But Prabhupada also established Mayapur.
那 Prabhupada 他同样他也建立了这个 Mayapur 圣地。
Now in Mayapur, Prabhupada wanted to establish a city, not just a temple.
那在这个Mayapur 就不同了，是来 Prabhupada 他是希望能够建立起一座灵性之城。而不仅仅是一座庙宇而已。
And the purpose of that city, Prabhupada mentioned, is for people to come from all walks of life, regardless of their spiritual qualifications.
那这个灵性之城的这个建立的目的呢，就是说能够包容来自于各个背景的人，就是不管他们的资格如何，他们原本的所处的位置如何，就是都欢迎他们能够。聚集到这个灵性之城来，是各行各业的人都可以来。
Because in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily and freely gives mercy.
因为呢，在这个 Mayapur 的话呢，这个主他是很容易的去自由的，没有任何条件的来给予这个仁慈的。
So we need this connection to Mayapur so we can understand Vrindavan.
所以说我们必须要有和 Mayapur 的这种连接，这样子呢才有可能去理解 Vrindavan.
But there is something special about Mayapur because Mayapur is Vrindavan.
但是呢 Mayapur 它又有非常独到的一个地方，就是说其实 Mayapur就是 Vrindavan，
It's a very accessible Vrindavan.
没有什么区别的。其实 Mayapur 就是一个特别让你容易接近的 Vrindavan。
So we have to understand what we call the dispensation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has opened the doors to give easy access to Vrindavan by being in Mayapur.
所以我们要知道，就是说，其实呢，Krishna 他是在这个自由的在派发的这份仁慈，就是当你打开着这个 Mayapur 的这个大门的时候，就是把这个 Vrindavan 敞开了，这个宝藏宝库的门打开了，让大家都能够这个接触到，这是一种散发仁慈的一个做法。
This is our qualification to enter Vrindavan.
那这个呢，就是我们进入到 Vrindavan 的一个资格。下一个问题来自于蓝妹子，灵性世界的沟通方式是怎么样的 ？What's the way of communication in the spiritual world? How do people communicate with each other in the spiritual world?
In so many different ways.
灵性世界的这个沟通方式呢是多种多样的。
There are no limitation of body and mind and senses.
在那个地方就没有这个躯体心意还有感官的局限了。
Because everyone and everything in the spiritual world is purely Krishna conscious.
因为在灵性世界的万事万物所有的这个个体的灵魂都是在 Krishna 知觉里的。
The birds can speak to you.
在那里呢这个小鸟会和你说话。
The trees can speak to you.
树木也会像对你说话。
You can talk to the flowers.
你可以和鲜花说话。
You can speak with your eyes.
你可以用眼睛讲话。
You can taste with your ears.
可以用耳朵来品尝。
All the senses fulfill the purpose of all the other senses.
那所有的这些感官都是相通的，可以相互借用的。
So the communication is made very, very easy so one can always expand one's Krishna consciousness.
所以呢这种沟通方式就变得非常容易了，所以在那里一个人他就是非常轻而易举的就可以扩展他的 Krishna 知觉。
There's no waiting in Goloka Vrindavan.
那 Goloka Vrindavan 灵性世界是不需要微信的，没有微信。
The waiting is in the heart.
这个微信是在我们的心中。I think it's related to today's program.
Just 1 minute, Sumukhi Radha.
Sumukhi Radha, 你稍微等一分钟啊，我谢谢。
Because we have to go to a program and people are calling. Okay. Next question.
下一个问题就是Sumukhi Radha 询问说，感恩 Prabhu 和 Mataji 的讲课，请问灵性的世界也有伤害吗？也会令人心碎吗？ So my question is the spiritual love also hurtful? Will the spiritual love break one's heart too?
Somebody's got a broken heart.
是不是有人心碎了呀？哦、oh, ，OK， continue， 因为害怕受伤，我们倾向于非人格的泛光的解脱，觉得这样可以不用再去心碎了。你怎么看这种心理呢？ Because we are all afraid of being hurt,、
yes.
so we are more inclined to the liberation and impersonal Brahmajyoti.We think that we don't have to be afraid of being heartbroken. How do you see this kind of psychology?
Prabhupada explains that broken heart in the material world is an absolute waste of time.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，在物质世界里心碎呢，那是完完全全的浪费时间。
And if you want to see what is really to have a broken heart, you read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那如果你就是想看一看这个灵性的令人心碎是怎么回事的话，你就要去看看圣典国家瓦坛之圣典国家瓦坛的第十篇。
And if you really want to see what is really a broken heart, you read the second canto of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
那就是如果你真的进一步的想知道彻彻底底的心碎是怎样的，那你就要看。Brihad Bhagavatamrita 就是大伯家瓦坛甘露的第二篇。
And another place you can see about broken heart is you read the last seven chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后你还要知道这个，就另外一个地方可以让你看到灵性的心碎是什么样的，就是看 Chaitanya Charitamrita， 然后那 Chaitanya 经的最后七章。
Prabhupada says.Relationships in the material world are based on material lust.
那 Prabhupada 他说呢，在这个就是物质 ，sorry, I was thinking about that.
It's based on material lust.
就是需要 Prabhupada 他说，物质的这种心碎的这个基础是那种物质的色欲所导致的。
But the loving affairs of Krishna and his pure devotees.Are based on spiritual love and are never broken.
但是呢 ，Krishna 和他的心爱的奉献者们之间的，这种爱呢，它是基于一种灵性的爱的这个基础之上的。所以说呢，它其实又不会让人心碎。
It means that even if Krishna is separated from us, then the love increases, not diminishes.
那意思就是说，其实当即便是 Krishna 和我们分离的话，那样的一种爱呢，也在与日俱增，不断的增长，是没有丝毫损减的。
As you advance in Krishna consciousness, you will begin to understand the meaning of Krishna leaving Vrindavan.
那当你在 Krishna 知觉当中越来越进步的时候，你就能越来越真切的，就是体会到了，Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 是一种什么情景，什么样的心绪。
There are many places that are very interesting to read to try to understand this phenomenon. For example, the chapter in the Krishna book when the inhabitants of Dwarka meet the inhabitants of Vrindavan at Kurukshetra. This is such a beautiful chapter.
那么就是在这个 Dwarka 的这个居民他们遇到了在这个库鲁之野上面遇到了 Vrindavan 来的这个居民他们之间的这种交流这种相遇这是非常非常美好的一段的篇章。
This is the core subject of pure Krishna consciousness.
这个是纯粹的 Krishna 知觉的核心所在。
But you have to understand, once you give your heart to Krishna, Krishna will never break it.
但是你要只是相信一点，当你真的把你的心交给了 Krishna 的时候 ，Krishna 是不会让你心碎的。
He may turn your heart upside down, but he won't break it.
他可能会颠覆你的心，但是给你颠来倒去，但是他不会让你心碎。
Okay, we have to go for what? No, that's it.
No.
Oh my gosh.
我们还有接下来一个问题，老师，那我们怎样才能培养和Gauranitai 和 Krishna 那种没有敬畏的心态呢？因为平时我们供奉神都是小心在意的，虽然有阿旦。还是怕在服务中出现冒犯。So how can we cultivate that kind of mood or that mood or mentality free from reverence that towards the Gauranitai and Krishna? Because normally when we offer or worship the deities, we are full of awe and reverence.
Yes,
although we have some love, but we are still very afraid of making offenses.
That's very good.
对，这个小心翼翼其实是非常好的。
Never be complacent.
千万不要满不在乎，然后自我感觉良好。
Never be over familiar.
不要过于的轻慢了。
The whole idea of following rules and regulation is to cleanse the heart from material desires.
其实呢，去遵循规范、原则去灵修的这个过程，其实就是去净化心灵的过程。
And then ultimately we get some taste.
然后最终呢，我们会慢慢的获得一种品味的。
By getting the taste, we become very attached.
当我们有了这种品味的时候呢，内心之间的这种依恋之情就非常的炽烈了。
And from attachment, we become more spontaneous.
那当你有了这样的一种依附之情、依恋、眷恋之情的时候，那就是when we have the attachment, 然后就会自然而然的就升腾起这种自发的爱了。
But we have to understand.That even the Acharyas, even Lord Chaitanya, even though they were on the highest platform of Krishna consciousness, they never gave up rules and regulations.
但是我们要知道，就是无论是那些纯粹的奉献者，还是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 即便是他们已经达到了最高的这个灵性境界了，但是他们也不会忽略规范修习的。
Because we are in this world to give.And set examples.
因为我们在这个世界上就是要去树立榜样的。Hari Vamsa Prabhu， 如果 Goswami 兄弟在执政时期为了工作隐藏谦卑，还是见到主的时候才展示谦卑，是不是也说明奉献者可以在工作中和奉献者联谊中谦卑的心态可以保持一致？和之前主所说外在表现世俗，内心保持坚定，怎样理解？So Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, while they are serving in the government, they hid their humility. They only present that humility in front of Lord Chaitanya. Does that mean that? So does that mean for the devotees in the during the work and also associating with the devotees, we can keep the same humble mood. And before, the Lord said that one should externally present, looks like mundane, but inside very determined spiritually.
Yeah.
So how to understand that point?
We cannot mix both.
就是这个工作和这个灵修，或者说这个跟奉献者的这个联谊，它不能混在一起。
Let's say you are a great Vaishnava, very absorbed in Krishna consciousness, but your job is to be a policeman.
啊，我们举例来说，一个人他内心呢，他是非常崇高的奉献者，非常纯粹的伟大的奉献者，但是他的工作是一个警察。
You can't fall at the feet of a thief and say, oh, you're such a great soul.
你不能谦卑到顶拜在一个小偷的脚下，然后跟他说，哦，你是这么伟大的一个灵魂。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a humble Vaishnava, and yet he would oversee up to 50 cases in the court every day, and he would apply punishment for those who needed it.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他是一位这么伟大的奉献者，但是他每天他都要，他因为他是这个法院的最高的法官，所以说他要断案50起，然后每天还要宣判，然后还要去惩罚那些罪犯。So it's that we follow the duties in the mundane world, but
yes,
in the heart.
Exactly.
就是说，在这个物质世界里面，在你执行世俗的责任的时候呢，你就要按照这种职责所需要你的这个角色去扮演，但是你在内心当中的话，你就必须要有一种非常坚定的灵性的这个决心。
Just like a father may be a great Vaishnava, but the father may have to correct the children.
就好像呢，这个做父亲的，其实他的心是非常的慈爱的，但是他也得要对自己的孩子严加照管，严加管教。
Even in the spiritual world, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they have to punish Krishna, even though they have pure bhakti.
那在灵性世界的这个，Yashoda 妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj 虽然内心当中他们是有纯粹的 bhakti， 但是他们也要像父母一样，非常严格的去管教这个小 Krishna。
Okay,
好，我们今天的讲课就先到这里结束了。
Sumukhi Mataji, thank you very much.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 非常感谢你今天的主持。
Krishna Premi, thank you for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for patiently listening and your wonderful questions.
感谢所有奉献者如此耐心认真的聆听，也非常感谢大家提出的好问题。
We encourage everyone to use the May holiday to be absorbed in full Krishna consciousness, sadhu sangha, and in the mood of Sri Vrindavan Dham.
然后呢，我们就希望大家能够好好的利用这五一的这个假期的这个时间，能够好好的沉浸在sadhu sangha和奉献者圣人的联谊之中，沉浸在 Vrindavan 的心态之中。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 百昆鸟之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的其他人经就讲到这里结束了。今天结束了中篇逍遥 Madhyalila 的第16章，下一次课呢，从第十 Madhyalila 中篇逍遥的第17章开始讲。感谢大家的聆听，祝大家度过充满 Krishna 智觉的假日。Hare Krishna.